Blog Talk Radio.
I want to live so my God can use me anywhere, Lord, all the time. Yes, I want to pray so God can use me anywhere, anytime. I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, Lord, all the time. Well, I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, all the time. I want to walk, talk so God can use me, yes, anywhere, Lord, all the time. Yes, I want to walk so God can use me anywhere, oh yeah, anytime. I want to pray so God can use me, oh, anywhere, all the time. I want to pray so my God can end it, Lord, all the time. Yes, I want to walk so God can use me all the time. Yes, let us run, run, and run. God can use you anywhere, all the time. Yeah, just run, child. God can use you anywhere, all the time.
Welcome to another new edition of Gospel Gold. I am your host, Reverend Michael Rogers. It is June the 21st, year 2021, and you are listening to Gospel Gold on Blog Talk Radio. I am so glad you have joined us tonight. We pray that you are having a good night. It is a beautiful night here in the Carolinas, a warm night. We pray that you are having a great night, having a good time celebrating this wonderful weather that we're in. We want to remind you that Gospel Gold is on every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time, every Monday night, 9 p.m. Eastern Time, right here on Blog Talk Radio. We are not just another music program. This is a program with a purpose. It's a program that is dedicated to the preservation or the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We believe it all began in Africa. Of all the lavish gift Africa has given the world, the richest and the most unique is the combination of music and religion. Religion with rhythm. When our first African ancestors landed upon these American shores, they brought with them their African rhythm. It was through work songs, field hollers. These were the basic elements of the spirituals. Spirituals, we have gospel, blues, jazz, rock and roll, this rhythm that drives American music, the spirituals, by extension the gospel, the blues, the jazz, the rock and roll, the ragtime, and even the rap that we have today. We know that the gospel music experience cannot be told in a short story or even in a one-hour melody of songs, but each week we come to bring you the very best in the achievements that our people have made in the gospel genre. This music is far too rich. It's far too harmonious. It's far too stimulating. It is a living experience, always changing, always giving, always becoming the foundation that gave moral, physical, and spiritual support to a great and powerful people. We believe that gospel music is a shining beacon of hope, a fantastic journey to joy divine, a triumph of victory in God that comes deep down in the soul of God's chosen people. It was through the adversities that our people overcame on these American shores that we placed our experiences in our songs and our poems and our books. Everything that we do has a connection to the African-American experience. So it is with the music that we perform. We believe that all the music that we have created on these American shores has its root in traditional African-American gospel music. That's what we're about here at Gospel Gold. I am not a DJ. This is not a regular music program. This is a program that is dedicated to the historical preservation of traditional African-American gospel music. We invite you to go to our Facebook page. Go there. Go to the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like, then share, so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. On the Facebook page, you'll find music that we play on Gospel Gold. You will find articles on various gospel artists. You will find the link each week for the Gospel Gold program. The Gospel Gold program is archived. That means that long after the recording of this program, you can hear it over again if you go back to the Facebook page and click on the link. It will take you directly to the program. So go to the Facebook page. Go there. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. If you would like to contact us, you can do so through the Facebook page, the Gospel Gold Facebook page. You can make your comments there. Perhaps you have a suggestion for an upcoming program. Maybe you have information concerning some of the things that we do and play here on Gospel Gold. You can also reach us at our email. That's gospelgold@songwriter.net. gospelgold@songwriter.net. You can also be a supporter of Gospel Gold. We do have a Cash App. It starts with the $, one word, Gospel Gold. The two G's are capital. The two G's are capital. Start with the $, Gospel Gold. You can be a supporter of Gospel Gold tonight. We thank God for all of you who have supported us this year. We are in the second part of the season. We do about four or five new segments, and then we take a break. So we've taken a break for the last couple of weeks, but we are back tonight live here in the studio. If you would like to speak to us tonight, you can do so. Area code 845-241-9839. Area code 845-241-9839. You can speak to us directly in the studio tonight. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we thank you for this night. We thank you for this medium. We pray, God, that something be played tonight, something be said tonight that will encourage your people to keep on giving you the praise. This we ask in your precious name. Amen and amen. Tonight, beloved, we have a very interesting program. We're talking about the connection between gospel, blues, and jazz. Three genres that are connected through blood, sweat, and tears. We're talking about the connection between gospel, blues, and jazz. Many of the earlier gospel performers were also blues performers, also jazz performers. Those three genres of music are connected through blood, sweat, and tears. So we have a great program tonight. We hope you will enjoy. We'll come back to start our program. Here's one from Joe Louis Walker. Everybody wants a piece. Thank you. Talking about the connection between gospel, blues, and jazz. And of course, you have known, of course, many of you know that these music, these genres are connected. And one of the great artists of the day, we're going to talk about him for a little while. We're going to go back. We're going to go back and then we're going to come forward as we often do here on Gospel Gold. We always want to go back to the history. We want to go back to where we came from, where we all started. And one of the ones that was so prolific back in those days, particularly in the blues and jazz era, was a brother by the name of Reverend Edward W. Cliburn. Edward W. Cliburn. He billed himself as the gospel guitarist or the guitar evangelist. And indeed he was, singing a kind of blues gospel, not unlike the work of the better known Blind Willie Johnson. A brilliant guitarist and slide player, Cliburn recorded some 20 tracks for Vulcan Records between 1926 and 1930. If you've not come across Cliburn before, he is a legendary guitar evangelist preacher who in the market of his day was successful in what they call the race market. Along with vaudeville, jazz, and blues, there was an audience for sacred music, including singing preachers recorded with their congregations, and for a group of emerging singers and guitarists like Cliburn. These sides that he recorded originally were on 78s. They were recorded between 1926 and 1930, and we heard all together on a single CD. There is something very momentous about this limited guitar playing, since every song was exactly the same rhythm. In 1926, the upstart label, a Vulcan label, released a record, and it was called The Guitar Evangelist. That 78 offered up a folksy, awesome, and always timely spin on the story of Judas called Your Enemy Cannot Harm You, But Watch Your Close Friends. Backed with a surprisingly subtle rendition of The Gospel Train Is Coming, many songs from the era basically quoted from the Bible when it comes to retelling the events, but not Your Enemy, which was a vernacular song or style that instantly was accessible. They planned to give him money, and for the garden they made a start. Judas would not bring the soldiers until the night, so he waited until it was dark. We do not have the charts from back then, or the sales accounting does not exist. But judging by the numbers of variations in the label artwork on the 78, it indicates numerous pressings. It's safe to say this song was a hit. Other labels scrambled to find similar artists for their race label subsidies. Though not the first guitar evangelist to make a record, that would likely be Blind Joe Taggart. By having this first record issued under the Savoy moniker, the Reverend Edward W. Cliburn gave this remarkable sound its name. We're going to play a few cuts from Reverend Edward W. Cliburn. There Will Be Glory, recorded in 1928. The Enemies Can't Do You No Harm, same year, and True Religion in 1930. Great man of blues, great man of gospel, Reverend Edward W. Cliburn.
Glory, wondrous glory, when we reach him. He made a plot with Judas, who Christ took for his friend. Your close friend, your close friend. Your enemy cannot harm you, but they planned to give him money, and for the garden they made a start. Judas would not bring the soldiers in the light, so we wait until it got dark. Your close friend, your enemy cannot harm you, but watch your close friend. Christ spoke that at the table, told the boys to watch and see. The hand that will betray your master, now stop in the dish with me. Your close friend, your enemy cannot harm you, but Judas was Christ's enemy. He let the soldiers in. When their heart reached the garden, Christ still called Judas his friend. Your close friend, your enemy cannot harm you, but watch your close friend. See what I want to tell you, just how your friend will do. He'll wait to get your secret and dig a pit for you. Your close friend, your enemy cannot harm you, but when you're telling your secret, they will laugh like they're glad, but they never say anything about it until you make them mad. Your close friend, your enemy cannot harm you, but watch your close friend. Your enemy knows nothing about you, and there's no way to get in. But the way your heart is meant to bleed is by your bosom friend, your close.
Take the pillow from under my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mother, take the pillow from under my head. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Mother, take the pillow from under my head. Jesus, making up my dying bed. Then you'll need that true religion. Hallelujah. Hush now, mother, don't you cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hush now, mother, don't you cry. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hush now, mother, don't you cry. Since you know I'm born to die, then you'll need that true religion. Hallelujah. Doctor standing around looking sad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Doctor standing around looking sad. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Doctor standing around looking sad, hardest case I ever had. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. Cross and Jordan, you need not fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cross and Jordan, you need not fear. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Cross and Jordan, you need not fear. Jesus is the angel now. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and wide. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and wide. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and wide. I have a home on the other side. Then you need that true religion. Hallelujah. deep and cold, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and cold, hallelujah, hallelujah. Jordan River, deep and cold, I'm so glad it blessed my soul, and you'll need that true religion, hallelujah.
Reverend Edward W. Clyburn, we're talking about the connection between jazz, gospel, and the blues, the three music genres that are connected through blood, sweat, and tears. Of all the suffering that our people have gone through in these American shores, we're talking about the connection. If African-American music is unique, and it is largely due to its bedrock foundation of blues and gospel music. Two forms of music that emerged in the late 19th and 20th century, anchoring the sounds of African America. These styles underlay the musical innovations of the country. Jazz rhythms, blues, rock, soul, hip-hop, they are known and cherished around the world and in every corner of the United States. It would be impossible to imagine America without the African-American experience and the music that came from it. The story of black music is also the tale of enduring social struggle of American history. Blues and gospel, the secular and the sacred, songs of everyday black folk, are both bound up in sorrow, loss, despair, hope, redemption, resilience, and dreams. While remaining recognizable over many decades, the spirit and musical forms of these styles have influenced much of the American music scene. Blues greats such as Bessie Smith, Robert Johnson, Memphis Mamie, Muddy Waters, Son House, T-Bone Walker, B.B. King, gospel stars such as Mahalia Jackson, Sister Rosetta Thorpe, the Golden Gate Quartet, Sam Cooke, Staples singers, Clara Ward, all occupy prominent places in the phenom of great American artists. Their music marks one of the great contributions of Americans to world art. But like other folk art forms, blues and gospel came from the experience of everyday life. The blues was born behind a mule, said the great Mississippi Delta blues man Muddy Waters. Blues and gospel music originated in the oppressive experiences of African Americans in the post-emancipated South. When the United States Congress ended Reconstruction in 1877, the political gains and civic protections African Americans had gained after the Civil War were suppressed, and millions of black folk were economically and politically disenfranchised. In the Cotton South, African Americans endured harsh conditions, endless cycle of debt and farm tenancy and sharecropping, curfews and lynching, the daily humiliation of Jim Crow, the constant threat of violence made life difficult and often dangerous. Those who migrated to North cities in the great numbers in 1910 faced difficult and different changes. Segregation, substandard housing, substandard wages, second-class status, and discrimination. But rural or urban, African Americans wrought their lives in music that stemmed from their daily experiences. That's what we're talking about tonight. We're talking about the great experiences that our people have gone through, that they have suffered through over the years here on these American shores. And so tonight we are dealing with the fact that there were many great artists did such a great work during that time. And one of them was Edward W. Clyburn. We're going to play some more of that era, 1929 to 1938. I want to play one more called The Memphis Flu, recorded by Elder Curry and Elder Burke. The Memphis Flu, recorded in 1938. Memphis Flew, Elder Burke and Elder Curry. Great music from a great people. This music genre that we speak of, among the most powerful resources that sustained African Americans through adversity and difficulty, was strong religious faith. Sorrow songs sung in slave times gave birth to religious songs known as spirituals. After emancipation, black religious music, dignified, respectable, and powerful, galvanized audiences around the world thanks to the touring of Fisk University Jubilee singers in the late 19th century. By the 20th century, storefront churches throughout black America had moved away from the sad stride spirituals, emotion, and the fervent forms of religious music, often sung and played by the whole congregation instead of a choir. In the 1930s, Thomas Dorsey, a former blues musician, married a blues sensibility to religious times, engineering the style known as gospel music, with such collaborations with Sally Martin, Willie Mae Ford Smith, and Mahalia Jackson. The sounds of gospel resonated in black churches throughout the United States. Blues and gospel proved empowering for the artist who made the music as well as the audience who embraced it. Many of the traveling blues artists of the 20s and the 30s eagerly took to that life as one of the few alternatives to the heavy labor of farm and factory. Similarly, women found a prominence and influence in gospel as singers, choir leaders, composers that gave them a say of equality along with those male counterparts. Gospel gave black women a public prominence in church that they seldom enjoyed elsewhere in black America. Music offered freedom to those who pursued it, the promise of freedom and money. So we're talking about the connection. Let's move up just a little further. I want to deal with something that was recorded in the 1980s called Don't Let the Devil Ride by Brother Neil Robinson.
Don't do it, don't do it, don't do it. No, say.
Let the devil ride. We have a call. I think Dr. Maxwell is on the line. I'm going to see if he's on the line. Dr. Maxwell, are you on the line?
Yes, sir.
Good afternoon. How are you?
I'm doing fine, man. This is my gospel goal.
We're talking about the connection between gospel, blues, and jazz. I know you have a lot of information about that. Could you give us some information that you have concerning those three genres of music and how they are connected?
Yes, Dr. Y.T. Walker wrote a book about the music tree, and he traced the roots from Africa on the Middle Passage and the kind of singing that we were singing on the plantation. And he said, now, when you were singing gospel, spiritual, nobody knows the trouble I see. Nobody knows but Jesus. And then the rhythm, the blues came out and say, my baby done left me, but it's the same rhythm.
Right.
And move all the way up to soul music, on and on. And he shows a picture of all of it interconnected.
Yeah, absolutely.
So different kind of music, yeah.
Amen.
Because,
we
you see,
also...
one time...
Great.
You know, that one time, you know, we had different ways of relieving ourselves when we were going through a lot of oppression by the culture. Some would go to the liquor house, and on Friday, that would be their release. And the other one would go to the church on Sundays. And what's the guy's name? He talked about his daddy, who would, he would be in the church, he would backslide, and he would come back, and that's why they always had the mourner's bench, to give you a chance to rededicate your life to Christ. James Combs.
Yes. Yeah, yes. There's also another good book called Blues People, written by a brother named Leroy Jones. A great book. I would suggest that anybody pick that book up. He goes in depth to the connection of these three genres of music, how they are connected. And you're absolutely right. They were part of expressing ourselves, and many of them, many of our people, had different ways of expressing themselves, and music was one of those ways. And of course, some of the same musicians that played in the liquor house or in the club or in the juke joint on Saturday were some of the same musicians that played in the church on Sunday. And that's how that music became intertwined and come together. Tonight we're talking about the connection between jazz, blues, and the gospel here on Gospel Gold. It is called a jazz interlude. Pardon me while we take a jazz interlude.
Song says, I was sinking deep in sin, far from the peaceful shore. stained within, seeking to rise no more. But the master of the sea heard my despairing cry, and from the water he lifted me. Now save am I. Said it was love that lifted me. Thank you.
jazz interlude. I hope you have enjoyed our program tonight. Dr. Maxwell, we thank you for being a part of the program. Thank you for sharing information with us concerning the connection between gospel, blues, and jazz. Three great,
yes, sir,
great music genres that our people have excelled at. What would the world be like without African-American music? What would it be like? I shudder,
amen,
to think. Yeah, I shudder to think of the great music that we have performed and produced on these American shores. Dr. Maxwell, you have any last words you'd like to give us before we go off?
I just really love your show. I got on a little late trying to get security on my computer, but I look forward to these Mondays for this inspiration, especially tonight, pulling all that type of music together and show how it blesses our people over the years and even now.
Thank you so very much. We're on every Monday night, for those of you who are listening, every Monday night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. You can also find the link for the program on the Facebook page. Go to the Gospel Gold Facebook page. Don't forget to like and then share so others will know that Gospel Gold is on the air. We thank God for all of you who have been with us tonight. We pray God's blessing upon you. And until we see you next Monday night on Gospel Gold, God bless you is our desire. We're going to go home tonight with a group of great jazz musicians, Kurt Willem and Jonathan Butler. Here's a song called Thy Kingdom Come.
Sometimes when we're writing songs, the Lord will kind of basically push us aside and say, are you finished? And Tyrone and I were in there working on some idea. You know, we got the computer and we're sequencing, blah, 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 and it wasn't making any sense. And then Tyrone played this thing. It's kind of like, what the melody you played on that? When he did that, I said, hold it. I think that's God. And as we were letting God write this song, we said, you know what? Can't but one person play this song. And he's from South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, Jonathan Butler. While he's getting ready, the song is called Thy Kingdom Come.